underneath the mango tree, me honey and me can watch for the moon. Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me make boo-loo-loop soon. Underneath the
Hello?
moonlit sky, me honey and I.
Hello?
Hello? We ready?
Huh? Huh? Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'm ever gonna be.
I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be.
Hey, long time no talk.
What? It's been a couple months, right?
Well, like a month or whatever.
And by a couple months, I mean a month.
So, I don't know, hope you're doing all right. Hope you're doing good.
You wanna do a podcast?
Are you gonna be on it?
You know, I can take a hint, Carlin. I can take a hint. Welcome to Pod, James Pod Podcast. I think we need to add some more pods in our name.
We could be sponsored by the pod company that makes the storage containers.
Yes. That so won the competition in Florida. That Vic, the real estate man, competed against.
Oh, Vic.
I don't know. And we could be sponsored by the Pod Hotel. I know there's like a Pod Hotel chain in New York City. That's
and
very interesting.
We could possibly be Pod People.
Could we be doing this on iPods?
Oh, you could listen to... Well, that's where podcasts come from. Pod. It's from iPods.
See, now you're just making me look stupid. But you didn't even have to try to do that.
No, I did not.
See, I'm a podcast newbie, okay? I'm doing this podcast, but I'm pretty new to it. So, forgive me.
What are you talking about? We're on episode 3. You've been doing this now for 3 whole episodes.
3 whole months, right?
Well, I mean, 2 whole episodes. We're not a whole episode into this one yet.
You're right. So, this episode, we are going to cover Dr. No, James Bond's first feature film starring Sean Connery,
1962. What were you doing back in 1962?
I was just hanging out, not existing.
I'll tell you right off the bat my problem with Dr. No. There was too much wire foo in this movie.
Too much? Oh. Did I watch the right movie? Crap. Too much wire foo?
Yeah.
There could never be enough.
Hold on. Did I just hear? Do you have your phone by you?
It's my iPod.
Did I just hear a notification?
Sponsored by...
Do you not have the decency to set that aside when we're working on a podcast together?
I'm confusing the listeners who just thought their own phones that they got their own text message.
Because they're looking for a distraction right now, I tell you. They're
especially if they're driving. Especially if they're driving, they're like listening to this, plus like now looking at their phones. And I don't know. We need to find a way to make them eat now as well. Well, how many ways can we distract?
If only Peppy Foods was nearby and they could get some delicious, tasty goodness from Peppy Foods.
You know, if we could find a way to text pictures of Peppy Food Trucks to listeners, much like you text me pictures of Peppy Food Trucks to me, and it's not fair, and I don't really appreciate it, Carlin, okay, because I see pictures of Peppy Foods, and it like turns me into the Hulk. I just get mad, and I want to destroy things. I want to throw my cat out of the house.
Wait. So my texting you pictures of delivery trucks is somehow...
Not just delivery trucks. We're talking about Peppy Foods.
I know. I'm just like, I'm a little concerned about PETA getting involved now. It's like, oh, don't be texting pictures of delivery trucks, because that could harm household pets.
Okay. PETA. If you knew the wonderful taste of Peppy Foods, You would understand. Oh.
Well, I hope everyone out there can enjoy the taste of Peppy Foods, our unofficial sponsor of this podcast.
Unofficial sponsor. I love it. I love it. I don't even know what else, what actual foods Peppy Foods provides besides coffee. So what does Peppy Foods even mean?
What
Do
does
you
any
know?
of it mean?
Their picture of this coffee
Are,
beans.
my understanding, and this is a loose understanding. I mean, they are an unofficial sponsor. I would assume if they were an official sponsor, I would have a better understanding of this. But
Like
they.
you're saying if they're official sponsor, we would get like tours and
I'm just saying I would purposely brush up on my understanding of the company and what they have to offer as a way to thank them for their sponsorship.
I would know more about them to make sure they weren't like a really evil company, because we're doing James Bond here,
Right.
and if there's any franchise that knows anything about evil companies, it's James Bond.
Right. Well, like
So,
what do you think like PEPI stands for? Like PEPI stands for people entrenched poverty. No, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really
punishing
punishing.
everybody.
Punish. Yeah, I like that. Good.
Punishing everyone
Purposely
purposely.
intelligently.
Like we have two adverbs that end in.
It's the worst
Sorry,
acronym ever.
it's sticking around. Punishing everybody purposefully, intelligently. So why are they punishing people? Why is Peppy Foods punishing people? Because I love it. Is it because like the coffee has like a ticker on it where you drink it after 10 years and like you're gonna die, and they're trying to kill off coffee drinkers?
It's purposeful in
Yeah,
whatever
but it's intelligent. But that's intelligent.
right.
People
Because if
catch on.
they're, I tell you what it is, they're not killing everybody. They're only killing everybody they want to kill with the food.
Coffee drinkers.
Well, no, it may be
We
because
don't
it's
even know. We don't know what kind of food they.
intelligent. It's intelligent how they do it.
It's above my head right now, and that's why we need them as an official sponsor to get closer to them to understand their
I have a
diabolical plan.
feeling that we have possibly jeopardized the official status of their sponsorship.
No, we haven't.
We've
No, we haven't.
revealed their secret
We'll
acronym.
only send them episodes 1 and 2. So they're like, "Oh yeah, these guys are great. Oh yeah, let's sponsor these guys.
Yes.
It'll totally help our plan."
By the way, this Peppy coffee tastes great.
Suckers. Yes. Only send them episodes 1 and 2. Or just our several pictures that we send each other of pet foods. And then they would be creeped out. But
All right, sounds
that's
good.
our plan.
So what have you been up to since we last spoke? I assume you've been watching Bond movies and the like.
Sort of. Caught a couple. There's some on TV. I've been watching Dr. No, but
Wait, you
I
didn't
just got
watch Dr. No?
no. It's actually on as I speak.
Wait a minute.
Hey, hang on a minute. Let me explain. I was just outside playing basketball and shooting some hoops, and once I start shooting, I enjoy shooting hoops. It's very therapeutic to me. It's very like it's equivalent to what men and women do with golf. Like they play, they're not good, they're not great,
What men and women do
but
with
they like
golf together? Like, are you trying to
no.
say something about golf here? Are
No,
you using a
no.
euphemism?
No, okay. I said men and women to include both sexes, but like people play golf because it could be therapeutic, but it's not necessarily because they're great at it. But
Okay.
I like to shoot hoops.
Well, I've seen you play, and you are great at it. I've seen
Don't.
you.
No. Sorry, it's my dumb cat. You see?
What?
I've had too much Peppy coffee.
Well, What just happened?
He's scratching on the back door because he wants out, but I can't go.
Because you're talking about basketball and he wants out to play.
I can't let him out because I'm talking on the podcast. Hang on, I got to go take care of this.
Okay. Well, I guess my dreams of this podcast just being my show and not with Aaron have just finally come true. So on this episode, we're going to be talking about Dr. No, which, as Aaron has already stated, was the 1962 film starring Sean Connery. It was the first James All Bond right. feature film, and it was directed by Terrence Young. And are you back now?
I'm sorry. I apologize. My psycho, crazy 50-pound cat wanted outside. I'm talking about basketball. You're right.
Right, yeah. Well,
I like to shoot hoops.
You like to shoot hoops,
okay. I'm outside shooting hoops, and I lose track of time sometimes. It's nice out. I'm pretty sure I'm the only – it's weird how my whole neighborhood, they have basketball hoops outside the front, like on their driveway. But I am the only person I ever see shooting hoops. Like, people spend a lot of money getting basketball hoops installed in their, you know, in their driveways, even if it's like a portable hoop.
Are they gold basketball hoops?
I mean, it's a chunk of change, even to get like a decent hoop, decent like portable hoop, which is what we have. And I'm the only one playing, let alone the only adult playing out there. So, but like, it was really weird at first, but I've since gotten used to it. When I get shoot hoops, I lose track of time.
Okay.
Calling plays for myself.
So you've been playing straight for the last like 30 plus days. You lost track of time. You've been out there playing.
No, I'm saying I was going to watch it tonight before our podcast, and I lost a little bit of track of time. And now James is now walking into Dr. No's headquarters.
Okay, well, you're well into the movie then. It's like you've seen it.
Yeah.
It's like you've seen it.
He's wearing his, I don't know the correct term, like his Asian brown shirt.
That's the correct term, the Asian brown shirt.
With this little white pocket square that's really cute. You see, he's going by the fireplace. It's like Dr. No has a log cabin. I like this. It's very friendly.
Uh-huh. You've been saying it's nice
there. I would live there.
You've been saying that you've been outside playing basketball a lot there. It's super nice there, I guess you're saying. Right?
Super nice.
Yeah, you said it's been very nice and you get to go outside and play basketball. Is that what you're saying?
Nice.
It has been where I live, because you, just to reiterate, anyone who's not caught a previous episode where we've revealed this, where you, Aaron Nix, one of the hosts of this show, live in Nebraska, where I
live in Florida.
Where I thought maybe you'd say my name, but that's okay.
Oh.
No one needs to know who I am.
You, mysterious man. Carlin Trammell. You live in Florida, where
the last month it has been raining constantly.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's strange. When I live in Tallahassee, Florida, maybe that's too much information for the listeners. They might find you.
Hopefully. Oh, you know how it is. All the information's out there on the internet.
You're right. No, who cares? If you want to know information, you'll find it. But I remember when I lived there during the summer, around 3 or 4 o'clock every afternoon, it would just like monsoon for an hour or something like that. So you're saying it's raining more than that?
Yes, it is raining more than that. There's that plus the additional 23 hours on either side of that hour where it rains.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just carry an umbrella with you everywhere?
No, I don't even bother at this point.
You just wear like a jacket? You just get soaked.
I just get soaked.
You're done with it.
I'm just done with it. Because I'm always outside. I don't have an inside job.
What, are you working construction?
Yeah, I'm working construction now.
Is this like Office Space? Did you get fired?
Yeah, I'm sifting through rubble and I'm finding melted staplers and it's great.
F&A. No, that sounds great. If you're working a construction job like that, I would totally like quit my job and move back down and work in a construction job with you.
You would do that?
I'd do that. As long as we could do a construction podcast. on the job.
I'm sure they would.
Day 200 on Highway 34.
I would love that. I would love getting a construction job with you, and we're like, "Hey guys, we're gonna start a construction podcast. If any of you guys want to sit in on it and listen, or even be a guest on our show, just feel free to stop by."
Pretty sure nobody would eat lunch with us. Pretty sure everybody would hate us and make us do the like peon job that nobody wants to do. We'd be sitting there with our like sledgehammers breaking rocks. We're on jobs that don't even require breaking
And we
rocks.
would still be podcasting. Well, Aaron, here we are. It's episode 49 of the Construction Podcast, and we're breaking rocks again.
I'd gotten about 2 inches into this rock today. How about you, Carlin?
Oh, I'm only an inch and three quarters.
That's funny. I did have some experience with construction crews in Tallahassee. So for people, I haven't said this on the podcast yet. I went to grad school, Florida State, Tallahassee,
Not so did I. Oh, too much
with the film
information.
school. Oh no.
Well, I didn't go to the
So
film school though.
no, yeah. So we both went to grad school. I went to film school. So we were always shooting on sets, and I had to deal with construction sets often. It just so happened I was producing films where the story and the director wanted like half-built houses, and there's no way like a production designer with our budget can build half-built houses. So we had to perfectly time these shoots with the construction companies, and
Well,
it was
especially
like,
considering you were here when they'd stopped constructing houses.
I don't get it.
The real estate market has, crashed and they stopped
Oh
building
yeah.
houses.
Okay.
I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
yeah. I wasn't. Well,
Never
yeah. I didn't
mind. Go
mean
ahead.
that.
Continue.
No,
I'm
it
sorry.
was.
I interrupted
You're
the
right.
flow.
'Cause it was tough. It was tough to find houses. So you say like the month of June, like week two in June. Like I needed a house that was this far along in construction, and miraculously, we found some house that like 2 days before there was only the foundation, but we needed the frame. And I checked the day before the shoot, and overnight they built like half the house, like the frame and drywall and like all this stuff. And it was amazing. And it's like miraculous. And like construction crews in Tallahassee, thank you. Thank God for you and your awesomeness. So I would love to join that crew and do a podcast.
I have a confession to make. I am wearing a shirt right now that is a little uncomfortable.
This is way too much information.
I
Nobody
need
needs to
to,
know
I
this.
need for, in order to finish
You can
this
take it off.
podcast, I need to change shirts. So I'm going to be right back. I'm sorry, I'm going to be right back. All
Be
right.
right back.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess Carlin left. I pick up where he left off. I think he was talking about Dr. No and director Terrence Young. This is the very first feature, and I think it's a very monumental film where it really sets the stage for the rest of the franchise, and talk about a lot of responsibility. And a lot of it is rested on the shoulders of Sean Connery, and he thrives in this role. He is absolutely charming. He's smart, intelligent, and he hits all the emotional beats, the cues perfectly, and I love it. And he's very charismatic with the women, but not in a sleazy kind of way that previously we episode two we did Live and Let Die, where I felt Roger Moore is very sleazy, but Sean Connery is very suave and very charming, and it made sense. It works. And Dr. No is so much fun and so much different than the rest of the Bond films, because in Dr. No, Bond is much more of a he's much more of a detective, much more of a spy, and it's very authentic. And he Are you back?
Yeah, it was just like, how sometimes those shirts have like a bunch of silk screen on it. And it
Okay.
just like and it gets like really warm, you know what I'm saying? Like, 'cause that silk screen doesn't let the shirt breathe.
What was on your shirt?
It doesn't matter.
Well, I'm glad you changed out of it, because I don't want you to like pass out in the middle of the podcast.
No, that would not be good. I mean, it
Well,
might make good ratings or
yeah,
whatever.
we would record it, and hopefully like the ambulance would show up and we would hear all of that.
We would win one of the potties or whatever they're called for an award, podcast award.
We'd I'm not one. Even aware of what you're talking about, but yes, potties. Potties. I want a potty. That's a, why would you name it that? Is it really called a potty?
I would assume, right? I don't know. I don't know.
I hope that's not really what it's called.
No, I hope that
hey,
it is.
Hey, honey, I want a potty. Congratulations, you and our 2-year-old son. I really hope they don't have that name for any such awards.
I don't know what it's called, but whatever it is, I'm sure that if there is a potty, we have just won it with this show.
Well, not yet, because you haven't passed out. I'm just waiting for you.
No, I changed shirts. I'm not going to pass out now.
I thought you were dedicated to this podcast.
I am.
And now you're just letting me down. Okay, James Bond is going down this hole with his nice brown Dr. No shirt. Wait. And he's getting it all messy. It's unbuttoned.
So he changed shirts too?
No, it's unbuttoned. He still has the same shirt on. He's just getting it really dirty.
I think he takes it off eventually. He essentially wears a different shirt.
So you knew... Okay, that was obviously a stuntman.
Yes,
you knew
that is a stuntman, yeah.
Which changed shirts. And that maybe that's why you changed shirts, because you knew it was coming up in the
I'm
film.
I'm just trying to bring it all together.
You
that's just how good of a podcaster I am. That's why we're going to win the potty this year.
I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to win the potty single-handedly without me.
Yeah.
Is there some like stipulation where it can only go to one host or one contributor?
I think...
Is that what you're doing?
I think there's something in there where it can go to a person and an animal. So at this point, I believe I can get the award. Also, Toby can get the award.
My cat?
Yes.
You know what? That's okay. As long as the statue is like sitting in our house, that's fine.
But it's going to have Toby's name on it.
I know an awards company that can probably alter the name on the statue.
I'd like to see that happen. I'd like to see you change the name.
It's going to happen.
All right, so Dr. No. This is the first of the films, as I think we've said now 3 or 4 times. It establishes the world, you know, establishes the theme song. We see M, yep. We see Moneypenny, we don't see Q, but we start seeing the gadgets. We see a guy who's, I guess he's just recast in the next film.
Yeah, there's not really, like, the whole gadgets and that kind of aspect of Bond films. You don't really see it much in Dr. No, and maybe that's why it's unique and fun in its own
way.
I'll
tell you what, I like it, as I don't like the gadgets. I'm not a gadgets guy.
I like some gadgets. I like minimal usage of gadgets, but I can understand why, like, a secret agent would have such a thing as, like, you know, a watch that does certain things, or why a secret agent would need a cell phone that's more advanced or something like that, you know? But when a movie gets gadget heavy, like Live and Let Die, oh man, it becomes...
And Live and Let Die isn't even the worst offender.
No, yeah.
I mean, it has the first use of the bionics from a villain, but not...
No.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said last episode.
Yeah, I know that's what you said, but obviously we're watching Dr. No, and obviously you should know Dr. No is first use of bionics.
Uh-huh. And boy, have I heard about it the last month. Everyone who's been giving me grief about that.
Fool. Just like James Bond's card said in Live and Let Die.
Are we talking about Live and Let Die, or are we talking about Dr. No?
Now I'm going back further in the GoldenEye, because I forgot. I messed up. I messed up in GoldenEye.
Wait, okay? What?
I messed up. So when I was talking about watching GoldenEye and Laserdisc, and you know, I was talking about the sweet ass intro where, like, the helicopter is, like, flying over the
yes,
city.
Yes.
And I thought it was like for Laserdisc. I wasn't
He
quite
said
sure.
Laserdisc.
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 I figured out, did a little research. I was wrong. It was not Laserdisc. It was Dolby Digital. And if you search Dolby Digital Helicopter, you'll know you can watch it. In fact, we could probably put sound effects in here because it's amazing. It's like, it is basically equivalent of like the THX sound little trailers before like Lucasfilms and all this stuff. It's just an example to show like the sweet soundscape for the movie. And so you can look it up online. I loved watching it again. It's so short, but it really made an impact on me when I was younger.
Clearly.
So anyway, Dolby Digital, not Laserdisc. It was Dolby Digital.
All right. So, but you still watched GoldenEye on Laserdisc for the first time. So you were right about that part.
The first movie I ever saw in theaters was Tomorrow Never Dies. Oh, I'm sorry. We aren't naming that movie yet. Yeah. We're not naming names.
So we need to talk about the Bond girl in this, or actually there's I don't know, there's kind of, there's one main girl, but I guess there's a couple other girls in this movie.
It's weird how girls, like, in, or at least in the two older movies we watched so far, they haven't really overlapped at all. We never really see them overlap. And Honey Rider. What are your thoughts on Honey Rider?
She's one of the best.
One of the best.
One of the best Bond girls. I mean, obviously, as we've said before, you know, the Bond girls, they are constructed to be pretty, and she is one of the prettiest. And I like her story as far as, you know, why she was there, and she is, she's competent, but she's still innocent. She's not like another secret agent or she's
like
kind of caught up into it.
She's not a scientist. She doesn't really have any stakes here.
Right. She's an innocent bystander of sorts, but she gets into it, and clearly she's scared and all that, but she holds her own. And I like that. I like the strong female characters. And so she,
yeah, I like it too.
She clearly was that, I would say.
And I love that happens in the very first movie, and it really sets a tone for, you know, obviously the rest of the franchise, but Dr. No gets a lot of things right that movies post Dr. No don't get right. And you know, I think it's always a good movie to go back and rewatch and understand where things kind of came from and what Dr. No did right. Because Dr. No does a lot of things right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, franchise kind of takes turns. There's lots of different things that always happen. But I think the best things are in Dr. No for sure. And the strong female Bond girl is one of those things.
Yeah. Well, I think because it has such a lower budget.
Yes.
Kind of like what we were saying with GoldenEye, or did we say that? I don't know. It's been so long.
It's been several months. I mentioned that later after we got done recording it. GoldenEye had like a $58 million budget versus every movie since GoldenEye has had at least $150 to $200 million budget.
Right, right.
And so anyway.
And the same thing I think goes with Dr. No. It's got the, I can't remember the number, but it's like, I think it was like about $1 million or maybe slightly over $1 million budget for Dr. No, and then everything else skyrocketed after that for these movies. And there's something about the limitations that are put on the studio and the creators and the people making it that I think somehow can, even though, you know, like, there's an aspect of like, yeah, it's cool to see the big stuff and see the explosions, but it's cool to see what they do with what they can't do. And I think that works to their advantage here.
I think there's a natural progression where to keep audiences interested, you have to go bigger, you have to go better, because audiences want to know, well, what's going to make this movie better? Why? I mean, what what's the point of making another movie if it's not going to be better than the next one? And of course, when writers are thinking about making a script better than the previous one, they want to have a better villain. They want to have, you know, a better plot and better gadgets and all that. Where after so many years of that, I think it's natural to go minimalistic again. And I think you definitely saw that in like Daniel Craig movies, like a whole reboot where, especially with Skyfall, once again, like a whole reboot where like it goes back down to like the basic essence of who James Bond is. So it's interesting that you say that, and I agree.
All right, so in our little end of the show review, we're looking at the different tiers, the top third, middle third, bottom third of movies. We're not ranking the movies, but we're placing these yes. films we talk about. I'm not explaining it to you. I know you know. I'm explaining it to the new listeners because I assume we have new listeners. Don't get snarky
hey,
with me.
All I said was yes.
I think it was a tone. There was a tone there. I was like, yes, yes. Uh-huh. Just get to the point.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Maybe I was. Maybe I'm just ready to be done with this episode.
So where would you rank it? In the top third, the middle third, bottom third?
I want to watch this. Dr. No, top third.
Top third for me as well.
Yeah, it's it's the basis for the whole franchise, and I love that, and it's a good movie, and it stands out. It will always stand out.
All right, so next time on the podcast, since we've done this in-depth analysis of Dr. No, next time we're going to cover which film, Aaron?
The World Is Not Enough.
So keeping track at home on your little scorecard that you've made yourself, because we're not making one and giving it to you. The World Is Not Enough for next time.
The scorecards? Where do they keep in score of?
They're probably putting down the rank size. What I imagine, they've got three columns on this. They're four columns. Here's how I'd make it, listener. If you have not made this, this is how I make it. I get a little index card and write numbers 1 through, let's just say 1 through 25. Write down one side. Then next to each number, you would write the film that we've covered. So next to 3, you would write Dr. No. And then you'd have two columns next to that, and you would put like an A and a C at the top of those columns, and then...
These are a lot of directions.
And then you would write in to keep track of where we've ranked these movies. In the top, the middle, or bottom. So you could just do like a T, an M, or a B.
These are very confusing.
And then you'd keep track. So that's how I would do it if I were you. But, you know, I'd love to see how you keep track. So you feel free to send us pictures and let us know how you do it.
To the invested listeners that do that, bravo, because I will not be doing that. I'm sorry, Carlin. I'm sorry.
I will do this.
If I say 20 of my movies are in my top third, then 20 of my movies are in my top third.
I'm going to keep track because I'm going to call you once you've hit 8 movies for any of your thirds. I'm calling you on it.
Fine, fine. No, that's fair. Whatever. You wouldn't call me on that?
Yeah, I expect that you would do the same of me. Just like you...
No, I just told you, don't expect that, because I'm not going to...
No, I'm going to expect it. You better do it.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to disappoint.
All right.
James Bond, I need to count how many movies he ends the movie making out with the Bond girl on a boat.
Well, that's... See, okay, there's another column you can put on your scorecard. You can now have on your scorecard a fifth column where you're keeping track of that.
Okay. Dr. No, put it like a little tally.
Just a little, you know, at the top of the column, it's like boat, make out, and then you have just a yes or no, like a Y or an N.
The credit just came up, and I love how... both in this film and Live and Let Die, they mention the locations of where they filmed like almost immediately. They're like paying respect to the places that they shot. It's a little strange, especially in Live and Let Die when they put out the advertisements. We want to thank General Motors and like all these other companies. It's a little bizarre.
Speaking of, we want to thank Peppy Foods, and since the movie's over, I guess our show is over, correct?
Wait. Don't forget CNET, and don't forget extra gum.
Okay. Until next time.
Until next time.
Goodbye. Bye.
Underneath the mango tree. Underneath the mango tree. Underneath the mango tree. Underneath the mango tree.
Atomic Thieves, Podcasting Network.